USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate confirmed Kristen Clark to head the Justice Department Civil Rights Division. Clark was confirmed with a close 51-48 vote Tuesday afternoon. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, did not vote. And Susan Collins, a Republican from Maine, was the only GOP vote. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Clark was unfit for the Justice Department due to her past political comments. Steve Bannon, former aide to President Trump on Tuesday, won dismissal of an indictment that accused him of defrauding donors to a fund to build the U.S.-Mexico border wall. The wall remains unfinished. Over 1,100 pounds of methamphetamine concealed in a watermelon shipment were seized by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in California last week. The bust was made last Tuesday at the Otay Mesa Port of Entry after authorities stopped an unnamed 47-year-old Mexican national driving a truck with a trailer. Otay Mesa is 8 miles east of Tijuana, Mexico. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
As Japan prepares for the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, the State Department is warning Americans not to travel to the East Asian country. A fourth COVID-19 surge is to blame. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
One of Japan's largest newspapers has joined calls for the cancellation of this summer's Olympics. Asahi Shimbun has called for the cancellation in a Wednesday editorial, saying the decision to hold the games is reckless and demanded that Prime Minister Suga pull the plug. Tokyo remains under a state of emergency as COVID cases are on the rise and the healthcare system is stressed. The games are scheduled to start on July 23rd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
After publicly saying Arizona's audit of the 2020 election results was a political stunt, Secretary of State Katie Hobbs was removed by lawmakers from her ability to defend election lawsuits. The duty was transferred to Attorney General Mark Brnovich through the end of the 2023 fiscal year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Canada's 10 provinces and 3 territories continue to block fully vaccinated Americans from entering their country. This, as the country continues to benefit from the United States as we supply their 38 million citizens with COVID-19 vaccines. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is calling out President Biden for allowing Canada to receive COVID-19 vaccines from the United States while at the same time barring fully vaccinated Americans from crossing the northern border.
I'm all for helping Canada, and listen, border states like Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont have been permitting Canadians to come across the border if they want to be vaccinated in the United States, really since February. And we're allowing folks to do that, and we're sending vaccine now to Canada.
Christie speaking there on CNN, he continues by discussing what needs to be done in order to get more people to be vaccinated.
But if we believe that the vaccines work, then you have to allow people who have been double vaccinated to come into Canada. They don't present a risk. And so how can Canada ask us for our help, but at the same time not allow our citizens to go in?
Chris Christie is a former federal prosecutor and was the 55th governor of New Jersey from 2010 to 2018. The federal government has given the green light for states to offer cash incentives to encourage residents to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The Treasury Department on Tuesday updated its guidance for how states and local governments can spend coronavirus relief money that passed in March. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.